Randy, before we start our interviews here on the Dana Cortez Show.
Yes, Dana.
We do a two claps and a Ric Flair. Are you aware of who Ric Flair is?
You don't have to be, but we're going to teach you that.
No, I don't.
Ric Flair is a wrestler, and he goes, woo!
Okay. Yeah.
So we do two claps and a woo to just get rid of negative energy and just toss it out.
It's like a little pre-show rich.
Totally.
Yes, rich. I love it. All right, here we go now. Ready? Two claps on a Ric Flair on three. Three, two, one. Woo!
Hey, guys, I'm Randy Rainbow, and you're listening to the Dana Cortez Show podcast. Love it.
Randy Rainbow is here at the Dana Cortez Show. Tell me how it feels, Randy. Tell me.
It feels so amazing. Are we on right now?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It feels amazing. It's like everything I've ever dreamt it would be.
Oh, I'm so glad. Okay.
How are you?
You know what? I'm better now that you're in my presence.
You are really my best friend. You make me feel so good.
I think we all could just probably head out. I don't even know.
Do you guys want to leave? Is this awkward for you? I feel sparks.
Randy and I have we have this connection.
We have a thing, I don't know if you guys get it. Are you? Well, maybe you
that's
do get
my
it.
That's my wife, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He gets
Randy
a lot
doesn't
of it.
Care.
Yeah.
He doesn't
that's
care.
That's fine. You can watch.
Or vice versa.
What? That's what you're into.
Now I will say, cancel my 1 o'clock.
Okay, look. For anybody who doesn't know who Randy Rainbow is, first of all.
Oh, my God, get out.
You're stupid.
Yeah, get out. You're just ridiculous. I love your parodies. I love that you get political, but you do it with satire.
It's fun.
It's so smart. And I have a question from somebody who sent me a message on Instagram for you.
Okay.
You know, we really pushed it. We're going to have you on. She is married to...
This is not going well. Already.
Her husband is a Trump supporter, and she's intelligent.
Okay.
So...
I didn't say that. I'm completely nonpartisan.
So, yes, we can tell. Totally tell that you are just an independent. How would you handle this situation? Could you, first of all, date someone who...
didn't have the same political views as you,
and how do you... What is your advice to her in handling her marriage? They've been married for 15 years.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that I would just like to interview her and find out how that happens, because that's fascinating. Because could I be with someone? I mean... In a fantasy, that would be kind of hot, but I don't know if that would really be feasible in real life. I don't know if I could do that.
So are you telling her to get a divorce?
Divorce him immediately. Give him my number, and let's see what's really going on. No, I would say. I would say come to my show at the Beacon Theater here in New York on November 9th. Tickets at randyrainbow.com. But people seem to find common ground in humor, and I hear that all the time. So it sounds like I'm just plugging myself, but watch my videos, watch comedy, find ways to laugh at this shit. And I'm sure that they must. Otherwise, how can I say?
You can say whatever you want.
Randy Rainbow.
Dude, let it fly.
Let's do this.
Yeah, I would just say you just got to laugh. You got to laugh through it. But I would really be interested in meeting with them and sitting down in a sesh.
Could you do it?
I don't think I could, but I couldn't really date anyone like-minded or otherwise. So I'm the wrong person to ask. I don't want anyone in my space anyway. But I don't know. That would be hard, especially in times like these when it's so...
yeah.
in your face every day.
Do you have family members who are on the other side of the aisle that you
Not
have to
really.
Tolerate?
No, that's really never been a problem for me. And I'm fascinated by people who have these issues of Thanksgiving dinner, where everyone's
right?
completely divided. I fortunately don't have that experience. Do you?
No.
Yes, I do.
And so how do you deal with it?
So I'm Mexican-American, and there's a lot of things going on politically that we can certainly laugh about, but there's other things that we can cry about.
Right.
And my community right now is suffering, and we have a sense of being hunted almost. It is a very scary, and your community is also suffering. And there's a lot going on, and some is funny and some just isn't.
Right.
So... it's hard for me. I just can't even talk about it because if I do, then it creates an even more volatile situation.
Right. It does. I don't know. I come from, I say a typical New York Jewish family where, humor is the thing. So jokes are always made about every topic instantly. And for me, that's always been the only way to deal with stuff. So
that's
I don't
how
know.
You get through
yeah, that's it.
Do you want to, can you sing for us one of your...
Oh, my God. Really?
Yes.
I didn't even warm up. What do you want me to say? You have to sing with me.
Because I love.
Yes.
Oh, you
yes.
definitely want me singing. Yes.
Oh, you don't
you
want her
put
to sing.
Me
no,
on
let's
the next
do
party.
That. Let's
not for
back
real.
Him up if you're going to sing. If you
okay, what are we
don't
singing?
Just put me on the spot like that.
What are we doing? No, you choose the song.
You pick.
Are you a fan of
Fireworks, Katy Perry?
Fireworks, Katy Perry.
Yeah, let's do that. That's the one I've prepared.
Yeah, and like I don't
over
even
the
know
rainbow.
The words.
We have a request.
Over the rainbow. Over the rainbow. Okay, somewhere over the rainbow.
Oh, good. Thanks for an easy one.
Yeah, I'm like
11 a.m. Okay, let me just do a Judy Garland medley.
I know. I'm like, what? I don't even know the words. What?
This was
what?
A bad idea.
This
let's
say,
let's save the singing for the end.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One call, 1 minute, no judgment. 833 Dana Show. Hold on, just a second. Let's see this. You can make a confession now. Go ahead.
Hi. I'd like to remain anonymous. Can you guys keep me from make sure no one recognizes me?
Sure we can. Do you have a confession?
Ooh. Yes, I'm very upset that my husband refused to give me his bank password.
Do you think people recognize my voice?
Oh, dude, I was wondering where the hell you're going with this one.
I was so confused because we just went hot and I was like, what's going on? Who's
yeah.
she talking to?
I'm talking wow. to, well, first of all, I don't know who that was. I don't recognize that girl. But anyway, I can't even imagine how disappointed I would be if my husband didn't share his bank password with me. Oh, wait, so, I can't imagine.
Wait, why did I need to share it with you when I could just log in myself?
You see what
Whoa.
I'm saying? So here's the deal. I needed some financial information. And Automatic and I, yes, we do have a joint bank account.
First off, her and Automatic are married.
Yes.
For those who don't know.
I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
And I am Anthony A., the non-married one.
Yes. And I asked him, Kay, I need this and that from your financials. I need this. And by the way, one of them is I got my name on that one. And he refused to give me the password, which I didn't raise a big stink about. I didn't say nothing. I thought I'm going to save it for the air.
Yeah, no. I'm not going to complain.
Oh,
to
wait
him
a minute.
Person.
Was that me? Was that me that called? Okay, anyway, we will remain anonymous. Can you explain when we come back, Automatic, why you didn't share the password? Can you explain that to me?
I'm going to get together a very good answer to why I didn't put it, you know, give it to you right away. But I know, like, just off the top of my head, if they know your spending habits, they wouldn't give you any access to the bank account
gosh.
Either.
Here we go.
I didn't think you were going to say that. I was just going to ask, isn't in every marriage, that's like general information. You're supposed to. That's what I thought.
You would think.
That's what I thought.
I've got a couple of reasons why Automatic should give me his password right now. All right, so I'll share that. And you tell
you
me why I don't have
it. You can have
the
password to my phone.
I don't even know if I want to be here.
You can have the password. You can have a password to every other part of my life.
We'll be back with more of the Dana Cortez Show. It's one confession. Who was it that called in?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
So disappointed that the woman who called in, I feel so sorry for her when she said this.
Hi, I'd like to remain anonymous. Can you guys keep me from make sure no one recognizes me?
Sure we can. Do you have a confession?
Ooh. Yes, I'm very upset that my husband refused to give me his bank password.
I can't even imagine.
Sounds like a b-
If my husband, DJ Automatic, wouldn't give me his password. Oh, wait. Automatic and I, we said vows, man.
Oh, yeah.
We promised forever, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer. And I don't got the bank account.
And what will happen is if I gave you all the information, all the bank accounts, we would be in the poorer place a long, long time ago.
So is that why I don't have it? I asked you specifically.
Dana, I've had to literally take your credit cards away from you. Think about that. You're a grown woman. I have to
do anything.
Yes, I do, because I don't want to be in the poorhouse.
Guys,
you make five, you spend 30.
Hold on. Back it up a little bit. You guys are doing this thing that married people love to do where they just get right into their problem. And
problem is I needed some financial information.
Okay.
From one of which is my own account. Okay, I'm on it. We have a joint account. And the other one is Automatic's on his own because we do have separate. I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that.
And I don't have any problem giving her the information that
then
she
why
needed.
Didn't you
and
give
I gave it to
me.
You. I gave it to you immediately. It took me 30 minutes to give it to you. But if I give you access to those bank accounts, which I found out later that she has more accents than I thought she did.
God.
Because we had a big credit card bill just recently that Dana spent a bunch of money that I didn't know she spent on. And guess what account she pulled it from? From my personal account.
Did I not pay it off, though?
No, you did pay it off. But I did not realize that that amount of money was going to come out of my bank account, and it was just gone. So that's why I didn't give you my bank account number or my bank account password, because you will just spend it.
Automatic's right. Are we just, we're being honest with people, right? Just, we're talking real lives right now,
I'm
right?
I'm putting it out there. Did y'all know what I was going
to
talk about?
No, because you're right, Automatic. I did have to help Dana cancel some Apple app iTunes subscriptions on her phone.
Don't come at me like that.
So
I
you're
didn't
right.
subscribe.
She just buys stuff that doesn't matter. Do you know what she bought the other day? This thing that like chops up a hot dog so it cooks properly. Like, I'm not kidding. She buys, we have so many things in our kitchen that we've used one time.
A slot dog and exactly. did not make the hot dog taste better.
Okay. I want to see the slot dog.
So these are the things that end up on my doorstep. There's like, we have, you know, like the pressure cooker things for the kitchen. We've got three of them.
I feel like I'm in one right now.
First of all, here's a few reasons.
Do you know how many bread makers we have?
That automatic. They ain't never made no bread.
Dana, we have two bread makers.
Those are ice cream makers.
Okay, exactly.
Is spend
things
it.
That we never use.
Here's a reason that I should have your password, okay? Legal affairs are more streamlined. For instance, if you should pass away, God forbid something happened, but you do travel a lot.
Dude, I was right
do
to
you
the
know
most extreme.
It could take months and months and months for your daughter and for me to be able to access those funds. You know,
Dana has a life insurance policy just for me that she pays for.
Anyway.
Dude, if you go, she needs to be a, slot dog.
I need a slot dog, okay? And here's another reason. The main advantages of a joint bank account or sharing passwords or me to be on it is that there's no financial surprises. What you just said.
I have financial surprises every week. They show up on my freaking front doorstep from Amazon.
Are you saying that although I sat here and took this call from an anonymous woman and she said that she couldn't get the password, I'm not getting the password either?
No. Once you get rid of your QVC habit, your Amazon habits, basically your reckless spending habits, which are never going to happen, then you will get the password. So
you know what?
I'm safe. I'm never giving it to you.
Okay, fine. Let's end on this. You can't use the slot dog. We'll be right back with more of the Dana Cortez Show.
I can live with that.
Yo, can you really order like an egg slicer? Have you seen the egg slicers? Get the egg slicer.
Let's get that. You want to
no!
get the egg slicer? Boil the egg slicer, dude.
No!
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Today's debate here on the Dana Cortez Show is not for the sensitive, because we are going to do some real talk right now. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
And I go by Anthony A.
Let me break all this down. Alex Houston and Jason Hackett are lead TV anchors on a morning show in Oklahoma. They were covering the local zoo and gorilla habitat, ape habitat, when Ms. Houston made these racist remarks about Mr. Hackett. Ms. Houston is white. Mr. Hackett is African-American. I know this is hard.
Okay, you have to see this. This is Finn. We're about to show... Oh, my goodness. Take a look at him. He's a resident of the Oklahoma City Zoo. And this week, the zoo's eighth caretaker took over their Instagram. And we are all loving that they did. And as you can see, Finn was fascinated.
Definitely ready for his close-up, right?
Kind of looks like you. We just took a picture.
We looked, first of all, we had to search all over to find that because they're doing a lot of cleanup. And that's why it sounds that way. But we've heard it so many times and we're all cringing because of this part.
And as you can see, Finn was fascinated. Kind of looks like you. We didn't see the picture.
It kind of does, actually, yeah.
Why would someone say something like that? Well, we're not done yet, though. We're not done yet because Joe McFarland, Lowe's executive vice president of their stores, made this comment in a video broadcast to store managers nationwide.
Number one power tool in it for the pros,
absolutely.
Right? And the thing is compact. It fits anywhere. Small hands, mm-hmm. right? So those customers that really have the affinity towards Makita, some of our Hispanic pros with smaller hands, this is perfect for them.
Okay, so once again.
Our Hispanic pros with smaller hands, this is perfect for them.
Watching that video was painful because you could tell the people in the room were like, bro.
Wait, those are you putting those in the same thing?
Oh, absolutely.
We're putting those in the same thing?
Yes.
No.
Racist comments.
Okay, well, I guess if that's the general...
Well, that is the general.
Aisle, then
it's a general statement.
Yes, it's a general statement.
But I feel like...
Just like they made.
I feel like the news anchor lady tried to make a joke, and it was a bad joke.
Like a horrible joke.
That's not even like a joke. Like, if you know the history of this country and the centuries of slavery and how our forefathers actually justified it legally... By comparing human beings and saying they're not humans, there ain't nothing funny about that.
For
someone to feign ignorance, like this woman probably like, I didn't know. Girl, you know. And if you didn't know, you in the wrong job. Open a book. My question is this. Look, this is the debate. Should they be fired, or what kind of punishment do you give to people who just openly make these kind of racist remarks? It's a tough one. 833-DANA-SHOW, and we will have this conversation online as well. I want to read your comments now.
Fired!
Add Dana Cortez on Instagram or Facebook, Dana Cortez Show. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
There's some people that are going to be, you know, very sensitive about this subject. Automatic, you found this video and audio of Alex Housden. She and Jason Hackett are both lead news anchors in Oklahoma. She is white. He is African-American. And she said this on live television.
Take a look at him. He's a resident of the Oklahoma City Zoo. And this week, the zoo's eighth caretaker took over their Instagram. And we are all loving that they did. And as you can see, Finn was fascinated.
Definitely ready for his close-up.
Kind of looks like you. What do you see the picture?
It kind of does, actually. Yeah.
So if you missed that, she says to her African-American co-host,
kind of looks like you. What do you see the picture?
He kind of looks like you. Yeah. And he's just kind of astounded by the whole thing. Now, she did apologize the next day.
I'm here this morning because I want to apologize not only to my coworker, Jason, but to our entire community. I said something yesterday that was inconsiderate, it was inappropriate, and I hurt people.
Now, we're not done yet because Joe McFarland, he's the executive vice president of Lowe's, you know, the home improvement store. And he is on a video broadcast that's going out to all the store managers all over the nation when he says this.
Number one power tool in it for the pros,
absolutely,
right? And the thing is compact. It fits anywhere. Small hands, mm-hmm, right? So those customers that really have the affinity towards Makita, some of our Hispanic pros with smaller, yep, hands. This is perfect for them.
So this is his racist comment.
Some of our Hispanic pros with, yep, smaller hands. This is perfect for them.
No, one of the things you said earlier, Anthony, is like you're comparing. No, I'm not equating the two. I'm saying they're both racist comments. But if you know the history of this country, you should understand why it is a big deal what the woman said in Oklahoma. If you understand what's happening, especially right now, it is a big deal what this man said as well. And we talked earlier about a friend of ours who his uncle was gunned down at Walmart in El Paso just for being Mexican. So we've got to think about things, you know, and we have...
What?
We got to think about things before we say them, dude. You can't talk like that.
Okay.
Wait, what? What do you mean?
I'm saying that people can't just say racist things and not be held accountable.
But you can't equate those two, being gunned down, to saying somebody has small hands. Those are two very different things.
Let me tell you something. The background and the history of what these two people are doing, you go back and you read, yes, am I saying one thing led to the other? No.
Yeah, what he said was wrong.
It's racist.
Wrong.
A lot of Latinos do have small hands.
Well, so do a lot of, our president has small hands. He don't like to hear it. It's different.
He's not as nice with the carpeting.
Comparing
tools.
When you have men and women saying that African Americans and anybody of indigenous background are subhuman, and that happens, it's not okay. And you may not know that. You may look confused, but maybe you need to get a library card or something. I'm going to take a call now.
No, I'm just looking for to see how far you're reaching.
I'm not reaching. You think I'm reaching?
You're reaching, dude. You're reaching.
Reaching, really. Okay. Let's take
indigenous
a call.
People, blah, blah. It was a bad joke. It was all bad jokes.
It was a bad joke. Okay. All right. Go ahead. What do you think? Is this a joke or what should happen to these people?
I'll say this and people may look at me kind of crazy, but once upon a time, this statement may have almost been okay. It would kind of make you cringe a little bit, but you'd kind of nervously chuckle and then kind of slide by pretty quickly. But in light of today's climate and the racial tension going on, thanks to Mr. Leader of the Free World, you can't get away with saying things like this. I mean, not even a little bit.
I don't think it should have ever been a time that you could, but you're right. Unfortunately, the history of this country, horrible things have happened.
So, Dana's question was, do you think that these two should be fired?
It's a tough one because it's kind of like you almost have to. I mean, society is going to require their pound of flesh. She crossed the line, which it can't be uncrossed. And I think whether I think it or not, I think it's going to eventually happen because the TV station is not going to want that kind of pressure. It's very unfortunate for this young lady. And I heard her apology. And it's kind of like you want to believe it. And it's like, were you really sorry you said it or were you sorry that you got caught?
That's kind of how I felt, too. I did feel badly for her, though, because I've made a lot of stupid mistakes, too. It's not a joke.
I think as a broadcaster, her losing her job as a broadcaster, I could accept that. But the Lowe's CEO.
I didn't.
What are you gonna do?
It didn't feel malicious.
Neither one felt malicious.
No. Hers was like, hers is her. She's probably a racist.
So how did you feel about the Lowe's guy, Lonnie?
Again, it's just with this climate, you just. And he knew better. I mean, I was actually at a job where this one guy, he lost his job. He came in there, I guess, trying to do a PSA and just dropping the N-word, saying, hey, we can't say this around here and everything. And we're looking at this guy like, have you lost your stinking mind? I mean, PSA or not, you can't do that. And his position, he knew. It's just, you know better.
You should know better. And if you don't, maybe you need to learn a hard lesson so that there won't be a next time.
Unfortunately, with this thing, and I'll say this, being a black man, there have been too many next times. You've been given too many passes. You've been given too many, well, okay, don't do it next time. There needs to be a sacrificial lamb because, you know, like when you got a spanking as a kid, you didn't learn if you got your hand popped or you got your butt popped.
And they're not getting popped.
You need to get your butt popped.
Now, there you go.
You're right. You haven't been.
I know that we're uncomfortable with this conversation, but there is nothing funny. I don't care if she was making a joke. I don't care if this man wasn't malicious. It is malicious. And the history of that woman, what she said, kept men and women in chains for hundreds of years. And it is unacceptable. We're continuing the conversation online at Dana Cortez on Instagram, Facebook, Dana Cortez Show. We'll be back with more, y'all, coming up next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Time for Dear Dana here on the Dana Cortez Show. So I got this message on Facebook. Dear Dana, my hubby is old school and won't help with housework or the kids. I work and we have two children in first and third grade. Both are in after-school programs and sports, and things are starting to overwhelm me. Y'all saw me yesterday running around here, just running back and forth, trying to finish the show and going, picking up Ava Maddox. It's a lot. It's a lot. So she continues with, how can I convince my machismo man helping me doesn't make him less of a man? As soon as she said machismo, I know exactly what she's talking about. But it's not just one kind of man. It's a lot of men.
Okay. But let's not take for granted that he is a provider. I mean, the kids are, you know, they have a, this is a good problem to have.
Oh, he's a wonderful man. I mean, she said problems. He's a good man, but she's a provider too. She working too. So she had to stay at home.
So they both work full time. But she does all the duties of a mother that would stay at home.
She has two full time jobs. Yeah. She's got her family job. And then I got to go work and make the bacon and bring home the bacon and then wash the pan. And then, you know, everything else in between. When she said she's overwhelmed,
understandable.
I've said this before. Sometimes I feel like running away. Not would I ever run away? No. But you get so overwhelmed, you feel like just leaving the house and never coming back.
Yeah, I feel like I'm not qualified to talk about this because I was raised by like a single mother. So I was doing like a lot of like housework. Like, as a kid.
Yeah, me growing up, my dad used to, if we didn't have a dishwasher in the house, he was like, I got four of them. What do I need? There's four kids in our family.
So why don't you wash dishes at our house?
Because you do it.
Exactly.
But I pick up all the stuff, like the dog stuff, and I do other stuff.
Automatic.
Like take out the trash and
do you think you hold your weight? Do you hold your weight around the house?
I think Dana does a little more than I do around the house, inside the house, but I do everything outside the house, and I run a lot of errands that Dana doesn't run.
So I will say, DJ Automatic, my husband... We are married. We are a married couple. He has gotten better. Now, is it 100? No. But I'm sure I don't do 100% of what he likes either, you know, but he has gotten better. So what changed that? Because you were really bad.
Not a puppy.
She thinks that, no, that's the way women feel about men. They're constantly training you. They're like, they see you as something and they think, oh, I can mold them into what I want.
That's probably why he doesn't want to like help. He feels like
he doesn't want to help because he's machismo. He doesn't think he should. He was raised in a family. You know what? We'll come back and I'll explain to you why this man doesn't help and why Automatic's gotten better and how I think she should handle it. Because you might be in a house right now where your partner isn't contributing enough to help you with the kiddos. How can you change their ways and train them? Tell you how next. It's the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Dear Dana, my husband is old school and won't help with housework or the kids. I work. We have two children. One in first, one in third grade. Both are in after-school programs and sports, and things are starting to overwhelm me. How can I convince my machismo man helping me doesn't make him less of a man? That's the question on today's Dear Dana. It's the Dana Cortez Show. Hello, I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
And I go by Anthony A.
I was thinking about this morning about how I get up probably 40 minutes to an hour earlier than anybody because I've got things to do around the house, right? And I want Automatic to sleep because he travels. I see my husband and I know what he does and I want to give him back as much time as I can because he travels a lot. I don't think that men look at us women and say, I see how much she does and I want to give her back that. That's the difference between men and women.
I'm not going to argue with you on that one. You're right, because I don't think about that.
I do, though,
and
like
that's
as a woman.
Being 100% honest. Like, I don't think, well, Dana had a lot to do today. Let me make sure. What? Sometimes I do. Sometimes.
Like, you're walking off that plank and then walked right there.
No, you really don't.
I was like,
no,
you moonwalked back on that one.
I've made him coffee, and he's like, this isn't exactly the way. And even Anthony's like, bro, like, somebody just brought you something, and you're complaining. That's okay. The thing is that you have to approach your husband, your partner, whoever it is that's not contributing, who's not helping you, you have to approach them in an honest way. I just read the study. It's crazy that I got this message. Millennial women are working more. They're earning more. They're getting more college degrees. Yet on average, men report doing 19% of the housework.
Hell yeah.
While women are doing 49% of the housework.
Well, who's doing the rest of it?
Well,
Siri.
We're going to hire a maid one day a month. There's somebody going to come in.
Alexa.
You will drive yourself crazy, and it will lead to arguments. Automatic and I have had, we're married, for anybody who doesn't know. We are a married couple. We've had some real fights, and I've broken down. I've cried, and then he feels bad. He's like, oh. I was sick a few weeks ago, really sick. Like, really sick. I don't ever go to the doctor, and I'm like, I gotta go to the doctor. So now he starts freaking out. And that man.
Did I take care of you?
You helped me clean. I'm literally dying and I still had to clean, but he helped me more than he ever has.
Take care. That's big. That's a big term. I think if you're trying to approach a man, help me take care of this family.
That's a great way to put it. I love that you said that.
I'll never forget my homie, one of my ex-roommate, Austin, was thinking about leaving his baby mama until my mom said, could you imagine another man raising your kids? He shaped up real quick.
You want another man coming in here taking care of your son and daughter?
That, Automatic.
I'm not worried about it right now.
Oh. You shouldn't have to because I love you and I think I've trained you well.
But I think that would be the way to
see.
Talk to your significant other. Tell him how you feel and tell him, I need you to help me take care of this house. It takes more than money. It takes more than just being there. Sitting on the couch watching TV isn't enough. You've got to get your hands in there. We're going to post this advice online. So please, let's continue this conversation. Facebook, Dana Cortez Show. Instagram, at Dana Cortez.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Here's when we ask men questions. And ladies, we turn the radio up and we gather around. Just like back in the olden days.
It's everyone's favorite day of the week. It's What Guys Think Thursday.
Yes, we want to know what you think. We ask the question. Here's the deal, though, ladies. We can ask the question, but then we can't call in. We actually have to listen
it's
to
so
what
hard
men
for
have
you guys
to say.
Just to listen.
Well, can I finish? It's hard for you to listen to.
Well,
welcome
it's our
to
day.
The Dana
Let
Cortez
Dana
Show.
Women's plane, okay?
Whatever. Because we always have women ending up calling in. They don't listen. Listen, the question is very simple. So, this woman said this guy went ghost on her. Going ghost is one thing, but when you've been dating someone and seeing them almost every day, think about that. You're in her DMs, you're picking the phone up.
Tagging her in daily memes.
Yeah, you're having a conversation with her, like talking, not just texting. You're going out, yes, there was sexy time. They're grown up. They've been seeing each other for a few months. Now he's just ghost. Now he's gone. So the question I have is how can, after 3 months of what seems to be a perfect relationship, how does he just cut it off and go ghost? Line two, please answer honestly. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you?
Hey, what's good. Going on?
I love your show. You have no idea. I'm so excited to be on today. You guys,
thank you.
Hey.
Well, we love
it's
you for
awesome.
Listening. Now answer the damn question. Why should go ghost?
I know, right? Okay, that's why I'm calling. Because I think people need to understand this. I did this.
Well, wait, hold on. This. Have you been ghosted, or did you do the ghosting? Like, what did you do? Did
no,
you ghost?
No. I went ghost on her.
So you're admitting you've done it. That's not an easy thing to do. So will you be 100% honest on why you ghosted her?
I'll be straight up honest. 100%.
Okay, stand on the line. Hold on. Stay on the line. We'll be right back with this guy's answer.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
What guys think here on a Dana Cortez Show? And the question comes from a woman who hit me up on Facebook. She is dating a guy for 3 months. And I'm not talking just, you know, 2 a.m. calls. They're going out on dates. They're spending the night at each other's houses. Yes, this is grown and sexy stuff. There's sexy time involved. He's calling her. And when I say calling her, I mean picking the phone up and having a conversation like, hi, hi. Not just DMs.
Oh, you're asking her how her day is going.
Yes, not just text messaging. When I think about like the fact that Automatic used to call me all the time, so much so, he had to switch over to my plan.
That was back in the minutes days where you had to count your minutes.
To my carrier, because he was getting charged so much money, it meant something. He would pick the phone up and call me. So why, after 3 months of dating bliss, would a guy go ghost? That is the question. You are on the line. You said you'd answer honestly, so please do so.
All right. First, Dana, I would never ghost you.
Yeah.
Awesome,
but... Well, she's married to me, so that wouldn't be a good
Slow
idea.
Slow down.
All right. But to be honest with it, when you get a girl, like when things aren't going right, you don't want to be rude. I just figured I didn't like her that much, and this is probably the easiest way to do it.
So see, what did she do, though, to, like, turn you off, though? Because obviously the is trash.
Okay, yeah. So, all right. I mean,
seriously?
Okay. So she's pretty. She's nice. Everything's good. But when everything doesn't click, it just doesn't work. So when we moved into the physical side of it, it didn't work. She kind of just, like lays there like a dead fish. It doesn't work for me.
How did I know?
Man. Come on. That's your reason, though? You can't work with somebody? Like, you know, the first, second time isn't always great. Otto, I would have quit you on the first night if that was the case.
Hey, this isn't about me, okay?
Well, I'm just saying.
Look, no, that's the truth, though. It was more than once, and it was always the same thing. A lot of my friends say the same thing. They've been in similar relationships, so for something like that, it doesn't work. I mean, maybe she's good for somebody else, all right?
So y'all weren't compatible. You're not saying she was just, it just didn't work for you. You guys weren't compatible.
Exactly. I didn't want to say that to her, make her feel bad. It wasn't good for me, so I don't want to spend more time and money wasted on this thing. So I just stopped hitting her up.
For me, what I think, and I did disclose that, but we've talked about it before, Automatic. We've been really open about the relationship. Our first time wasn't something to brag about. You know, you were
this
Flash
isn't
Gordon.
About me, okay?
But what I'm saying is, if I had said, well, that's trash.
Well, no.
There wouldn't have been another thing. We wouldn't be married. We wouldn't even be married.
Come on.
Sex the first time is never that great. But this guy.
This was really
but
bad.
This guy is talking.
What?
But then he came through and delivered later
Obviously.
On. I mean, he put a child in you, so it must have been decent.
No, but that's what I'm saying. There are ways to work with it and say, yo, hey, let's, you know,
my
whatever.
Only problem was I was a little overexcited, okay? I had to wait almost a year to get there. So when it got there, I got there real quick.
Nobody asked you about that. You just admitting
divulged
that
all
yourself.
That information on
it's
your
okay.
own.
You insecure there, pal?
I'm a little insecure about that one. That was my worst outing of all time, and Dana never believes me, but it really was.
Yeah, that's what every guy says.
That's
it really was.
So why can't this guy just work with the girl? Like, why doesn't he just talk to her? And
because
you know,
he's probably tried over and over and over, and some people just aren't compatible.
That might be one of the smartest things you've ever said, DJ Automatic. Time for one more call. So why would a guy go ghost on a woman that he's been dating for 3 whole months?
Hi, Dana. I can't believe these guys. I think this is ridiculous.
Do you know what? I don't care what you think. Bye.
Why would you put that? Why is she on hold? Seriously, you guys do that to me every single time.
It's been a minute since we hung up on anyone.
Oh, ladies, listen. We listen today, and the guys tell us what they think.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Long lines for the Popeye's chicken sandwich and car crashes are the reason why one Popeye's manager wants to permanently take the chain's new spicy chicken sandwich off the menu. What the? It's the Dana Cortez Show. This is your WTF story. So ABC 12 reports that Popeye's in Georgia is dealing with the price of popularity thanks to the chain's new chicken sandwich, also referenced in memes as the sandwich. So people apparently love it so much. They're waiting in extremely long lines that wrapped around the store, spilled onto the streets. I'm telling y'all, things got out of control.
Some of them caused some minor crashes. You can see deputies even had to direct traffic as well.
Is the damn thing that good?
I saw the lines. I was driving by a Popeyes and a Chick-fil-A that were right next to each other, and the lines were outrageous.
For both of them?
For both. Well, I mean, Chick-fil-A is always outrageous, but Popeyes never used to be, and now it is.
Chick-fil-A will get you through, too. Shout out to the amazing staff over there.
Well, that wasn't the worst of this whole story. People actually stormed the streets after Popeyes ran out of the prized chicken sandwiches last weekend. They were waiting 45 minutes before the restaurant sold the last chicken sandwich. And then there was anarchy. Everybody lost it. Popeyes did announce on Twitter that they're completely out of their chicken sandwich. But let me tell you something. These long lines, one guy, he was smart about it.
But one kid in North Carolina, you know, turned this into an opportunity. He actually got out and started registering people to vote.
They're not going anywhere.
I saw someone on Twitter retweet the lines from Chick-fil-A, automatic, like you said, and Popeyes, and say, why are these people voting? Can we get people to the ballot the way we're getting them to line up for the chicken sandwiches?
Voting doesn't taste like that.
It does. I promise you, try it. So anyway, they announced on Twitter they're completely out of the chicken sandwich, but Popeyes promises they'll have them back in stock soon. We'll be right back with more of the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Everybody loves the down of the DM here on the Dana Cortez Show. And at this time every Friday, this is when we break it down. Y'all remember when this guy called right here.
I think she sent a nude of a photo of herself to someone else. She ran inside her apartment to grab her bag and left her phone in the car. She got a snap from a guy named Adam. And it said, that's what I'm talking about, baby. I like that.
Why would you think she's sending nudes, though? What, like?
Because that's how we met.
So automatically, I'm like, is this girl a good girl? Is she a bad girl? Is she sending nudes? Is she not?
Sounds like a bad girl to me.
Slow down.
I know, automatic.
Bad girl in a good way.
Prejudging. Oh, you want nudes?
Well, no, just from you.
Oh, we're going to do a down in the DM after this on you. All right, so this is how it all went down.
I was hoping we can move in together soon.
Where? To your mom's house? I mean, you lied to me about so many things. You said you were buying a house, blah, blah, blah. And it turns out you're still at your mama's. What, did you think you were going to move in with me?
Max, wait, you were hoping to live with Jennifer at her place? Or I don't get it.
Well, yeah. Well, there's nothing wrong with trying to save money.
To save money? You're 34 years old and still living at home.
Stop, please. So Max was right. Jennifer was sending Snapchat nudes to another man, and I'm not condoning that behavior whatsoever. If you're with somebody, you don't want to be with him, you break it off. But what the hell is Max doing living at home with his mother at age 34?
Am I allowed
to ask that question?
Yeah, you are. And also, to double down on that, I think I don't fault her for sending nudes, because if you're 34 years old and living at home, you're not a man. Okay.
Oh, and
all right.
Oh, really?
You know what I'm saying?
What if you just lost your job and you got to move in again?
That doesn't sound like the case.
It sure don't.
There's a difference between being a hobosexual and just a person who's in between things. This guy seems like a hobosexual.
Like,
can you explain what hobosexual means? Because a lot of people don't know what that means.
Somebody who doesn't own their own home and is constantly looking for a place to bum a couch.
And usually a guy looking for some girl to take him in. And this may be unpopular because y'all know how much I love you ladies. I'm here, my sisters. However, I think the same rules apply for women.
Oh.
Yes,
there are women out there that do that.
You can't live at home forever.
They're just out here trying to get the bag.
And it's a built-in babysitter.
Oh, that's different levels right there. So what is the appropriate age to move out of your parents' home? You want to hit us now on the phones, 833-DANA-SHOW, or comment online, Dana Cortez Show on Facebook, at Dana Cortez on Instagram. We'll be back with your calls and our thoughts next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right, so what's the appropriate age to move out of your parents' house? The question we're asking on the Dana Cortez Show is because our Down in the DM breakdown, we found out that Max and Jennifer, you know, Max called us. He's like, I think Jennifer is sending Snapchat news to another dude. Turns out she was, but listen to what she reveals.
Before you do that, hold on. What? I got to ask you guys something. When did you move out of your houses?
I was 19, but I quit school and I had to go back because I had a baby at 15, so I was a little bit later than most.
I went away for college right away, so I was 18. And I,
Anthony, 18, I was
19.
Back
in for like 6 months, and then my mom walked in on me and my ex-girlfriend, and I was out.
She's like, get out! DJ Automatic, how old were you?
17, but I like Anthony, I moved back in for a little bit, and then I moved out right away.
17 is pretty young.
Yeah,
that's pretty young.
Yes.
So here's what Jennifer revealed about Max. The reason Automatic's even bringing up how old were you when you moved out is because of this.
I was hoping we can move in together soon.
Where? To your mom's house? I mean, you lied to me about so many things. You said you were buying a house, blah, blah, blah. And it turns out you're still at your mama's. What, did you think you were going to move in with me?
Max, wait, you were hoping to live with Jennifer at her place? Or I don't get it.
Well, yeah. Well, there's nothing wrong with trying to save money.
Trying to save money? You're 34 years old and still living at home.
So we broke down the hobosexual theory. A hobosexual is usually a man who surfs the couch, looks for women who might take him in, and moves around quite quickly. He doesn't really work. He says he's looking for jobs, though, but he really never finds
them. There are women that are hobosexuals as well.
Not as many, though, and we've established that. And before we take a call, because the phones have been blowing up, 833-DANA-SHOW, I want you guys to tell me, how old should you be when you move out of your mom and daddy's house?
I believe how...
So, Anthony A., what, you just came right boom at the mic. What?
For any man, listen, by the age of 24, 25, the cheeks are going to slow down if you still live at home. That's all I'm telling my guys out there. You got to be out by the time you're at least 25 and on your own.
So you think 25 is the cut off?
Cut off, because ain't no respectable woman going to want to go back to your mama's house. So my homies, I'm telling you right there, move out by the time you're 25. It's very, you'll thank me later for it.
Okay.
I think you're giving them way too much time. I think 21, you got to be out. I mean,
why 21?
Because you're a man by that point. And if you're not, then you're not doing it right. So if, by the time you're 21, you need to be on your own place, your own car, paying your own bills, just taking care of yourself, period.
Does this apply to women, in your opinion?
Hell yeah,
as well?
It does.
Okay, you equal opportunity over here, DJ Automatic. I agree. I think you ought to move out.
Yeah, yeah.
Women, too. What age did you move out, and what is the proper age for someone that you're dating to get out of the house, or just in general?
I moved out at 18, so I think that whoever I'm going to date needs to have the strength and the strong personality to move the out at 18.
Wait. Let me play devil's advocate, because I'm with you, but let me tell you. Well, I've got student loans and I can't afford a place. What say you?
Well, 34 is too damn old. I'll tell you that. Okay. I'll give you till 24. All right. 24.
Okay.
We all have bills, homie.
I could tell this woman has a hustler's mentality, and she probably wouldn't date anybody that would ever think about staying at home till 34.
Hell no. I would immediately be so turned off. I would be like, oh.
So
I can't even bang you.
Well, even that's
oh, that's what I was going
to
ask you.
I can't even go back to your place.
I can't even.
So you wouldn't go back to mom's place?
No.
Oh.
What if he looked like, I don't know who you think is, like, what if he looked like best looking guy you could think of right now?
Okay, so that would make me be like, oh, okay, but I can assume that he has probably got the most timid, soft personality.
I thought you were going to say something else.
That's funny. Soft something else, yeah.
Well, I tell you right now, I agree with you. I just can't. I get that student loan debt is bad. I get all of that. I understand life is hard. But that's what life is all about, experiencing
exactly.
Things. You have to work toward your goal. And if you're just there at mom and daddy's, you can't ever experience true life. That's not the real world. Nobody is ever going to take care of you like your mother and father.
Yeah.
The real world is rough, is tough, and you're never going to move ahead if that's the way you think. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad you called. I'm glad. I love you.
Yeah, girl. You learn a lot when you're out there on your own, okay?
All right.
That's the type of man I need.
We are continuing this conversation online. Hit us up now at Dana Cortez on Instagram, Dana Cortez Show on Facebook. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
So here's the deal. If you've ever listened to the Dana Cortez Show, or you've never listened to the Dana Cortez Show, I'm not single. I'm Dana Cortez, and I'm married to DJ Automatic.
I am not single either.
We haven't been single in over a decade.
How long? 11 years.
Automatic knows.
11 years we've been married, but I haven't been single for about 13.
11. Yeah. You hung up the jersey 13 years ago.
It's
been a while. It would have had a full career.
Well, Anthony comes in here, though, almost every day complaining more and more about being single.
Well, listen, I don't complain that much. First of all, you've rolled your eyes. You're going to roll your eyes at me too, dude?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay,
yeah.
No, listen, here's what I did in come in and complain about today. I am a little fed up. I am sick and tired of these hot girls and these city girls running us up with scams. And I'm tired of just flat out, I'll be honest, just not getting none.
What?
I've been in a little bit of a dry spell, and I'm tired of dating.
Oh.
That's...
Hit the Tinder.
Dude, well, here's what happened. I did hit the Tinder. Tuesday night, 2 for Tuesday, me and this girl go out. I dropped a hefty $36 on her. We go back to my apartment, and I'm thinking...
Hold on. What? No, hold on. Stop.
What? Yeah.
Here, can you break all this down? And we come back with that because I have a feeling this is going to be a bit longer story than what I was anticipating. I thought this was
I like the
be
fact that
quick.
You said it was a hefty $36. It wasn't even $220. It was a hefty
$36. $36 for Tuesday.
That's a lot of drinks.
She ordered off the special menu. It wasn't even the Wow Vodka. She ordered something.
So, do you have some reasons why you're a little SOS sick of single?
Well, here's what. Well, check this out, right? You know, she said to me automatic while she's drinking, she goes, hey, guess what? I go, what? She goes, I just got on birth control.
Oh.
Oh, she dropped it like that, huh?
You didn't feel bad about the special menu right then, did you?
I did not. It was green light, baby. I was like, ooh.
So why you're so sick of single when we come back?
And I want to hear the rest of the story, too.
Oh, absolutely, y'all. We'll be right back with that. Next, it's the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Anthony A. coming in here just complaining and whining and just upset about being single. SOS Sick of Single is the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., a.k.a. the single one.
Yeah, exactly. So Automatic and I are married, and we've been together a very long time. We have a daughter together. And the thing is that Otto and I, when we go home, we have to talk about Anthony because we like fam.
You don't have to talk about me. First of all,
we spend a lot of time with you, so obviously you're going to come up in conversation.
And if we're concerned.
And you're a friend.
But that's what married people love to do. Married people love to talk about single people.
Okay, but we're going off topic here, guys. I want to hear about your girl and $36 you spent. And
start from the beginning.
And why I'm so frustrated and sick of being single.
So Tuesday Tinder, you meet
up. $2 Tuesday, meet up with my Tinder match, who was a solid 8 on a Tuesday.
Oh, she's good, dude. Good, yeah.
Hottest chicken bar on a Tuesday night. And dropped $36 on her. We go back and she's like,
damn, y'all drink a lot. That's
dude,
a lot.
We were out here. She's like, yo, I'm on birth control now. It's a hot girl summer. What's up? And I'm like, we get back to the, you know.
You're thinking you're wrong.
I didn't think you were going to say that, buddy. Your wife. Your wife is right here, bro.
First of all, so, that is not appropriate for this family show. We will be editing that with a hard. Continue.
So we get through our $36 worth of drinks, right? We Uber back because we're responsible.
Of course.
And then she goes, hey, you got some of that devil's lettuce. And I'm like, look at you trying to live, ma. So we hit a little bit of a devil's lettuce.
$36 and a lettuce.
And a lettuce. This is a date.
You're at least $50 in.
This is a date for me, dog. And sure enough, she hits the devil's lettuce. We get into about 2 minutes of the Joe Rogan podcast. I look over.
Oh.
You made a mistake by turning on the Joe Rogan podcast.
I was
no woman
up.
Likes that podcast. Oh, my God.
That's your bad.
It hurt. Like, at that moment, because, dude, I didn't plan on spending money on anybody that night, you know? And that's the worst part about being single as a man, is every time you're going out there, you're fishing. And there's nothing worse than fishing and not getting
none. So you've
been
fishing for about a month and a half now.
I've been I've been single longer than Kawhi Leonard was a Raptor. So here's why I'm sick of being single. I am mainly tired of not getting any and the boring excuses I hear. Like this. Oh, I have a boyfriend.
Okay.
That's kind of a big deal.
That's not my problem. Number two. Oh, Aunt Flo's in town.
You don't want to go there.
Well, here's two things that could mean. Aunt Flo's in town or I don't feel like getting down.
I don't know.
And the final excuse?
And the last one I just had.
Oh,
he
yeah.
passes out from $2 Tuesday, and now you got to lay there and cuddle a hot girl all night.
Should have put the Drake on instead of the Joe Rogan. Might be a different kind of feeling today. We're talking about this online as usual. Hit us up now at Dana Cortez on Instagram. You're on the Facebook, and I know you are. You act like you're working, but you're on Facebook. Dana Cortez Show, comment now. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right, well, you start, and I'll join
okay,
in.
Okay, Somewhere over the rainbow.
Way up high.
I don't
There's
know.
There's a
the
land
ones
that I heard of once in a lullaby. What key is this?
The long one. That's it.
Really?
Jeez. I was going to ask you to open for me and go on tour with me. We could do duets, but I don't
Are
know about
really?
That key.
I just started vocal
She's
lessons
like,
last year.
She's like, when all the world. No, she's giving me crooning.
Randy.
At 11:50. No, that was good.
I've been taking lessons for over a year now.
Have you really? Are you a singer?
Yes, I have. I'm trying to open up for Ella Mai. I sent my stuff to Katy Perry. I'm trying
she
to open up for
back.
Ariana Grande. Ariana Grande. And so since you're here,
well, I'm glad
thinking...
you're just starting with just small names yeah. because it's always easy to get your foot in the door when, you know, just.
Now that you're here, I was hoping if we did this duet.
It would
maybe...
make you? I'm sorry.
That definitely just highlighted how great of a singer Randy is. That's all you kind of really did with that one. That was
so
nice.
There's no chance I'm opening up for you.
You will talk about it. I feel like there is potential, but we're going to see. But thank you for the Over the Rainbow request. You know, it's the 80th anniversary of The Wizard of Oz. I love how I'm promoting that. And
I
not
wonder
my own
how,
stuff.
How you know away. That.
Because I'm the gay of life. How do I know that? It's marked in bold on my calendar.
Okay. Well, plug your stuff now because I want you to just
She's
go
like,
on
you didn't
shine.
Sing with me. You just
yeah,
plugged.
Yeah, I'm over it. I'm so sad.
No.
Everybody keeps dissing my voice.
Oh, my God.
I've been
I didn't
working
know this,
so hard.
I didn't know this was really a sore subject for you.
It's well, not.
We didn't. I did not. I didn't really get to experience. Maybe send me a demo. Me and Ariana will review it and get back to you.
Okay, I will. I promise.
Okay. She's like,
I promise.
I think there's something there.
Okay.
Oh, but should I plug?
Girl, come on.
Well, you guys, I do sing a lot in my live show, Randy yes, Rainbow Live, which yes. is currently touring the country. We just announced I'm going to be here in New York at the Beacon Theater on November 9th. Tickets are on sale now, randyrainbow.com.
Perhaps I
are
can open up come? For that show if I get to open.
We're going to talk about it. No, I would love you to. What do you do, like... Do
of
you,
course.
Or is it
yeah.
just purely a musical show that you present?
So right now my aspirations are just to sing one single.
Okay.
And then introduce you.
Okay.
That would be, I think, the thing. I could get really dressed up.
She's gonna make you look really, really good.
Is she is there anything? Or is she pulling my leg? These are not
real.
This is not a good entourage for you to have yeah. when you're promoting
this
your
This is
singing
my husband,
career.
By the way.
Get rid of him now.
Okay. And this is our single best friend, who obviously they have no, you know, they don't believe in me. I need if someone believed in me, maybe this would work.
This is taking a turn, gentlemen. Yeah. Where do we go when she gets?
We've had this discussion many, many times, and I told her, you know, you've got a great radio career. She was in Breaking Bad.
It's going good. What
yeah,
are you talking
about? Don't ruin it.
Seriously, like, well, you're one of these people who has to do everything. Like, what are you, Oprah? Like, just stay in your lane. You're killing it.
Killing it.
We don't need to be, you know, all over the map.
So you're telling me I can't open up for you November
9th? That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Randy Rainbow,
Yo,
thank you.
Page.
What's your YouTube page?
YouTube.
Randy Rainbow, Twitter, Insta, YouTube.
One of my
Follow
favorite
me
ones.
Everywhere.
I'm one of the subscribers.
Thank
yes.
you, girl. Good to meet
Woo!
You guys.
Yes.
Hey, guys. I'm Randy Rainbow, and you're listening to The Dana Cortez Show. Podcast. Love it.